Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the and just got an interesting message coming across, so it's kind of distracting me. This is a show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just for that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are absolutely no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team...
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I guess they're a little slow this morning, though. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. A lot going on this morning. We're going to have a great broadcast for you. We've got a lot of community information as well as public information going on, and we want to make sure that you get all of it. So don't, whatever you do, don't go anywhere. We've got a big event coming up on Sunday. There's events going on Monday. A lot of talk about the Anaheim Hills area, the North Orange County community area, because just both of those areas, I know we talk about them all the time, and they're big supporters of Ron Siegel Radio. We're going to give you some great information on things coming up in those areas. But I do want to let you know, as I always do, that we are celebrating today National Savings Day, National Vermont Day. Holy cow, Free Thought Day, can't be in Berkeley for sure. We know that can't be going on up there. National Farmers Day, I don't know. I guess we're going to go National Gumbo Day. So we can handle a little gumbo. Where are you going to get that gumbo? I've beaten anorexia, so I can go get gumbo wherever, and I enjoy it. What the heck? Dow Jones Industrial Average up 9.22 this morning. Oil down 44 cents per barrel, so nothing exciting right there. The U.S. 10-year Treasuries at 2.337, fairly flat on this one as well. So not a whole lot of excitement in the markets right now. We did get the September PPI rose 0.4% from August, matching expectations. Core PPI rose 0.4% from August, which was well above the consensus, almost double consensus. Core PPI was 2.2% higher than a year ago. That's some good news coming up right there. And we're looking at weekly jobless claims, 243,000, a little below the consensus of 250,000. And these claim figures are comparable to the level seen before the hurricanes affected the results. That's a lot of the issues going on is what have the hurricanes done to our marketplace? So that's kind of where those numbers are coming in from. Checking the news this morning, we did see a little bit of information coming out. This is an interesting story. When we look at this one, we're looking at President Trump. He's taking a page out of President Obama's playbook. And apparently the president, the former president, is not too happy about it.
Oh, I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, well, you got to read the bill. Where's Mrs. Pelosi when I need her the most? Where is she?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Well, what we're finding out was in it right now is a lot of executive orders. So President Trump is now clearing the way for Obamacare alternatives. The new executive order goes around the stalled Congress. Obviously, Congress doesn't do anything. That's what they're known for is very, very little. So with that being said, the president is going and they're going to look at it. It's going to be announced this morning, we believe. They're going to be looking at the idea of crossing state lines with health insurance, allowing people to buy the policies that they want instead of what President Obama felt that they wanted or needed. Ironically enough, 6.5 million people are paying the penalty on Obamacare. 6.5 million people are right now paying the penalty on Obamacare because they look at it and they say, well, you know something? I can't afford the $6,000 or $7,000 a year in premiums, the $12,000 a year in deductibles. So they're saying, you know something? I'd rather just spin the dice, spin the wheel, see what, I guess you can't throw the dice, spin the wheel, whatever. Play the odds and see if it's, if we're going to really get burnt by not having health insurance. Well, under President Trump's idea, you can buy a streamlined plan, and you can do it across state lines if you're part of a trade association. So that might be a big benefit for some people who have not bought health insurance just simply because they can't afford it. And I know the people, our friends on the left, are going to come back and say, well, look at all these people that are on health care. Well, a lot of them are there because they don't realize that they could fight it, that they can go against it, that they can opt out of it and just pay the penalty, which I, the way I understand it, President Trump has pretty much said, told the IRS, don't worry about the penalty either. So we'll see what happens on that one. But looking at some executive orders going right out of the Obama playbook. That was president, right? He did everything. He had a pen and he had a phone. That was all he needed in his administration, with a pen and the phone. So now look, see, maybe you do need more than a pen and a phone just in order to get some of these things done. President Trump again at it. Think about this one. And it's the people in San Diego, you're probably right on with this. President Trump threatens the NFL with tax law changes amid the anthem battle. The NFL is getting huge, huge tax breaks. Their tax-exempt status, NFL status, is a nonprofit organization. Really?
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, the NFL, a nonprofit organization. The league voluntarily gave up its tax-exempt status for its central office in 2015. The league's 32 teams drive an estimated $14 billion in annual revenue, file federal tax returns as a for-profit business. The NFL is not for-profit. The organizations are for-profit. They get big tax breaks when they move and they build stadiums. And President Trump is saying, you know something, if this is such a bad country, maybe we should not offer those tax breaks to the rich and famous in the NFL. What do you think about that concept? Let me know your thoughts there. I know San Diego, you voted against it, so I'm sure that you're not too hurt by this. And I was listening to one of the commentators. It was very fascinating to me, listening to a commentator over the weekend talking about how Los Angeles has not embraced the Rams and the Chargers. Really?
Nothing like a little air superiority.
So the NFL just bails out on Los Angeles 20 years ago, and they go to St. Louis, wonderful for St. Louis, and the Raiders then leave and go back to Oakland, and the NFL has said for 22 years, we don't want anything to do with Los Angeles. And it's because two rich NFL owners could decide that they're going to come back.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
They put up a bunch of money. We're supposed to just
More money.
We're supposed to just embrace them as if nothing ever happened. Come back with open arms. We don't care. Unbelievable. Now, you know something? Put a good product on the field, and we'll decide whether we want you or not. The people will make that decision. San Diego made the decision. They didn't care if you left or not. That was the big idea there.
That's the big idea.
Yeah, that is the big idea. Moving right along, what else do we have going on in the news of the day? President Trump warning Puerto Rico, hey, you know something? You're not going to be on the payroll forever. Better figure something out. They were already bankrupt. They were already spent more money, not a whole lot of fiscal responsibility. Puerto Rico, nobody wishes that catastrophe on them that they did have. But President Trump telling them, you know something? I guess you better not have too much of that Bacardi. Better get out there and make some progress. North Korea back in it again. Iran expected the announcement on the decertification of the Iranian nuclear deal expected tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. And obviously we're listening to President Trump talking about taxes and saving us some money. Now, the Democrats, we know Nancy Pelosi.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Mrs. Pelosi and her gang are probably not going to be helping to try and get you and me a tax credit, tax benefits. Not her way. She wants to keep on taking more and more of your money. She wants to have it, so she can spend it better than you can. So we'll see what happens there. NBC in the news also, having buried the story on Harvey Weinstein. Interesting. See if that goes anywhere, if they legitimately did it, just the reports that are out. And finally, Hillary Clinton comes out and says, quote unquote, she was shocked by Weinstein. Really, she's shocked by Weinstein. Unbelievable. But she's going to give the money that he gave her to charity. The question I would have, and obviously nobody would ask her this because they might get not like the answer, is the money going to go to the Clinton Foundation? Is that the charity she's going to give that money to? Just a thought. Unbelievable. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the net worth of homeowners, 44 times greater than renters, difference between credit cards and debit cards. The best cities to buy a home big enough to raise a family, and some events going on to try and support fire victims in North Carolina. All that and more. You can reach us anytime off air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The net worth, just coming out, net worth of homeowners, 44 times greater than renters. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts their survey of consumer finances, in which they collect data across all economic and social groups. The latest survey data covering 2013 to 2016 was released 2 weeks ago. The study revealed that the 2016 median net worth of homeowners was $231,400, a 15% increase since 2013. At the same time, the median net worth of renters decreased by 5%, $5,200 today compared to $5,500 in 2013. These numbers reveal that the net worth of a homeowner is over 44 times greater than that of a renter. That 44 times greater than that of a renter. Owning a home is a great way to build family wealth. As we've said before, simply put, home ownership is a form of forced savings. Every time you pay a mortgage, you're contributing to your net worth by increasing the equity in your home. That's why for the fourth year in a row, Gallup reported that Americans picked real estate as the best long-term investment. This year's results showed that 34% of Americans chose real estate, followed by 26% stocks, and then gold, savings accounts, CDs, or bonds. Greater equity in your home gives you options. If you want to find out how you can use the increased equity in your home to move to a home that better fits your current lifestyle, let's get together to discuss the process. It's pretty simple. We want to get together. We want to chat about the process. Maybe it's better for you to stay in the home you're in. Maybe you just need to get some money out of that home. That's possible, right? Maybe the idea is to get a bigger home. Maybe it is to downsize, more bedrooms, whatever. Maybe you need to move closer to work. All those things are options. Once you understand exactly what's going on in the marketplace, once you understand that you're going to do better. Now, why is it? I get this question all the time. Okay, so real estate averages Orange County 4.9% appreciation over the last 42 years. 4.9% is the Orange County appreciation. So how is it that that can be so much better than the stock market for your net worth? Well, the answer to that is really quite simple. The stock market is a one-for-one scenario. What I mean for one-for-one is when you take $100 and put it into the stock market, you're buying $100 worth of stock. When you take $100 and put it into real estate, in most instances or many instances, you're buying $500 worth of real estate. So that $100 in the stock market goes up by 5%. That $100 goes going up 5%. Is now going to be, quite simply, $105, right? When the stock market goes the other way, when you see the market, the real estate, it's not the same scenario. When we're looking at real estate, looking at $5 worth of real estate, so if you take the stock market up $100, the real estate up 5%, now you get $525. Now you take off your costs on both. So $400, you have to return that $400 because that you borrowed, right? So now you've got $125. You didn't borrow any money with the real estate, so you're at $105 on the real estate. Do you understand why that's so much better for you that way? Think about that concept. That's why I share with you all the time, you want to be in real estate, right? You want to be making sure that your net worth, now just think about that one right there. That's $105, and that's all just the 1 year, right? $125 in net worth versus $105 in net worth right there. That's roughly a 20% difference. 20% just because of the first year of the process. What's going to happen over the ensuing years, you have to remember, next year, you'd start talking about another 5% appreciation. 5% of 105 is going to be, what, $110, $111, right? When you start talking about a 5%, you're talking about $637 going on the other side. See how that the compounding of the numbers keeps getting so much bigger? That's why over time, you end up being 44 times greater in value. Now, you have to remember on the other side of that, right, that as you continue making your mortgage payments, that 500 is going to diminish. So you're going to have, you're going to win on two different fronts. Not only is the appreciation getting to you, but your principal is growing because you've kind of got this forced savings account. There's nothing forcing you to put more money into the stock market at that $100. Does that make sense? Now, the other side of that is when you're doing, say, and I'm using real small numbers just because it's easy to understand. But when you take that $500, you have to pay for housing. If you're renting, that $500 is completely gone at the end of the month. Whereas you've got an asset that's growing in with the other scenarios when you own property, your asset is appreciating. When you're renting, no appreciation there. So the idea here is the sooner you can possibly buy a home, the better off you are. Now, should you wait by now or wait until next year? Think about these concepts, and I'll share right now. Freddie Mac came out, again, do every Thursday morning. They came out with their mortgage interest rate, 3.91%. In most instances, not every, but in most instances, I ask people, you know, where were we a year ago at this time? Well, 3.47, we were about a half a point lower a year ago. But the start of the year, we've seen our interest rates drop this year. We were at 4.2% January 5th. It's Freddie Mac numbers, so I'm not giving you APRs and all that kind of stuff. I'm just giving you research numbers. Don't want to get in trouble with any of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or anybody like that. But we were at 4.2% in January. We're at 3.91% is where we are today on a 30-year fixed-rate conventional loan with Freddie Mac. Now, if you're a veteran, you're going to get a better rate than that and no mortgage insurance. If you are a FHA, those rates are a little bit lower than that also. Again, it depends on your financial situation. If you haven't looked at your credit report in a while, you should be, especially in light of the breach. I've found one person so far, still at one, that was not involved, 2017.com. Equifax Security 2017.com, and see if you're involved in that breach there that took place. So we want to make sure that everybody get in and checks their situation. So where are we looking at for next year, though? 4.4% is the Freddie Mac projection for this time next year, 2018. So if you're looking at prices going up, mortgage rates going up, do you think it's a good time to act now, or do you think you're better off waiting? Think about that concept. Act or wait, act or wait. Just everybody's making that decision all the time. Which way do we go? Act, take action today, or wait and see what the markets do. Here's my suggestion to you, and I know it sounds self-serving, but I don't look out for you. If you act today and interest rates go down, you have the option of restructuring and probably at a no-cost loan. If interest rates go up, you lose because you can't turn the clock back. If interest rates go up, you can't turn the clock back. There's four or five people right now who took the guidance that I know of. There's a lot of people that did. There's four or five that I know of right now that are about to close loans and not have a mortgage payment until December. Now, if you started today, you have no mortgage payment until your new mortgage won't start until the first of the year. You go through the holidays with mortgage. Think about that concept. But they did what I said, and they went and they took out loans earlier this year, and they paid, you know, somewhere in the low to mid fours. And they're getting a lower interest rate today for the benefit of their family. What are you doing? Are you just watching to see, oh, Ron, maybe interest is going to go back down even further? You're at 4%. How much further is it going to go down? If the president's plans come to pass and we get these tax cuts, interest rates continue on the upward trend, what do you think is going to happen to your interest rate? Are you waiting until interest goes up? Is that your plan? Hope not. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. When we come back, what's happening here in the hills? We'll talk about it. Got some events coming up to try and help North Orange County from the recover from these fires. And we're going to talk about that. And some people that are doing some really, really wonderful things in the community. So we will chat about that idea. We're also going to talk about the best cities to buy a home big enough to raise a family and how to buy stock, a step-by-step guide. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Market. There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Credit Sanitizer, go on their site. I suggest you do it right now. Go on Credit Sanitizer's site. You can register for the weekly information on raising your credit score. A program that really recommend it. That way you can see what you can do. They send you a email once a week, short little brief information. This helps with some misconceptions, some myths. And if you realize that your credit score needs some help, there are some options there for you as well, so you can get some of the help that you need. What is the difference between a credit card and a debit card? You ever use the term credit card when you actually meant your debit card? What about being unsure of which card to use? If so, you're not alone. Credit cards and debit cards look almost identical and offer similar services. So what's the difference between credit and debit cards? Well, we're going to tell you about that. What is a debit card? If you already have a bank account, you probably already know a little about debit cards. Your debit card is linked directly to your bank account and comes with its own secure PIN, personal identification number. You use a debit card and the PIN to withdraw cash at bank branches and ATM and to make purchases. When you make purchases with a debit card, that amount is held in your bank account. Within a couple of days, that amount is withdrawn from your account and sent to the merchant. Usually, you can only use the funds that exist in your bank account at the time of your purchase or withdrawal. It makes sense that you can't spend money you don't have. But sometimes you can sign up overdraft protection. When you overdraft your account, that's when you draw more than your account holds. Overdraft protection allows you to make that purchase or withdraw, but does trigger some bank fees, sometimes some pretty excessive ones. Pros and cons of debit cards. Without the rewards and perks that credit cards tend to offer, debit cards usually come with low or no fees. Some bank accounts may have a minimum balance requirement. However, since purchases and withdrawals go through almost immediately, there's no way for you to carry over a balance owed from statement to statement. This could be ideal if you have trouble making payments on time, as you'll avoid the possibility of falling into debt. It's important to note that debit cards don't contribute to your credit history or credit score. This is because you're not spending on a line of credit. Option of paying at a later date. Debit cards provide a pretty straightforward way of spending and controlling your spending. Just be sure to track your purchases so you don't end up with any overdraft fees or declined cards. So what's a credit card then? A credit card allows you to buy things in the present and pay for them in the future. When you use a credit card, you're essentially borrowing money against a line of credit. You receive a monthly bill from the card issuer that itemizes your purchases. This statement also provides how much you owe. This usually includes the total amount and a minimum amount. This minimum amount is the least you can repay to avoid late fees. Whatever you don't pay gets carried over to the next statement cycle and accrues interest. Pros and cons of the credit card. The credit cards often come with rewards programs that offer big earnings, whether they're airline miles or cash back. Many credit cards come with added perks as well. Usually credit card issuers offer credit card fraud detection. That's a biggie. And resources in the case of identity theft. Plus, spending on credit cards allows you more time to catch fraudulent purchases before you actually have to pay for them. Spending on credit also contributes to credit proved to be a pro or con depending upon your spending and repayment habits. Due to their many perks, credit cards tend to come with an annual fee to cover the cost of these benefits. No free lunch. You also have to keep an eye out for other fees that crop up for late payments, foreign transactions, balance transfers, and more. Credit cards do lack the ease of withdrawing some quick cash from the ATM. Sometimes withdraw cash is still not your bank account. This is called a cash advance and often comes with its own unwelcome fees and interest. Additionally, some credit cards, like the American Express, aren't accepted by all merchants, meaning you can get turned away at the register if you don't have another payment method on hand. So that's just a few of the differences in the two different programs. Want more information? You have more questions? Never hesitate to give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And go ahead and get set up with them. Get your credit sanitizer information. Get the program sent to you so you're getting that on a regular basis. Now, obviously, we talked about this earlier in the week. Got a lot of problems here in North Orange County. A lot of people, 5,000 residents were displaced from their homes. That's a lot of people. No part of it. A lot of folks were put out. And now you've got people, there's some people that actually lost everything. So, and our heart goes out to those folks where I think it was 24 houses either completely destroyed or 20, they say the terminology that we want to use is 24 structures. And the reason we use the term structures is just because it could have been a business, it could have been a residence. We don't know what it was exactly. So the issue there is we want to make sure that what are we doing for these people? This is our community. When you have trouble like this, you want to make sure that the community comes together to help one another. And the first team office, first team real estate office in Anaheim Hills, is kind of spearheading some information. And one of the folks that lost their complete home, I'm not going to mention their name. I don't want to. I haven't talked to them personally, but they've been recognized on the, in the Orange County Register. Some local news stations have picked up their story as well. They're very, very philanthropic people. They've come up and said, hey, you know something? We've lost everything in our house, but that's not the world's worst thing. Our family is safe. We've got the resources, but there are other people that need help. So what's going to happen is from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., actually Thursday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can drop off gift cards. And I had a conversation with the Anaheim Fire and Rescue today just before we went on air. I spoke to Anaheim Fire and Rescue, one of their representatives, and it's great. I mean, I reached out to the chief and their public information officer very early this morning. Within 2 hours, they had somebody call me back. Now, there becomes logistical problems if you just bring things to try and help because you don't know what they need. You see, there's 20-some families that lost everything. Their needs are going to be a whole lot different than the 5,000 residents who were evacuated and are now dealing with smoke and ash, smoke damage, ash all over the place. Some people, believe it or not, that pink stuff that they drop out of the airplanes, phoscheck, creates a lot of nuisance. It can ruin cars. It puts a sticky substance on structures. So all of that stuff has to be dealt with. So what is the fire department, the fire rescue, what do they say is the best thing for us to do? Well, the whole idea is to go to some local establishments. I'm going to recommend, and I have no vested interest. I couldn't care less where you go. But just because of the logistics, go to something like Target or Walmart and get gift cards. Those are the easiest things for people to deal with. And bring those over to First Team Real Estate, Anaheim Hills, Thursday, today, or tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and drop them off there. Some local restaurants, boutiques, they're going to be giving food and gifts as well. First responders and community members, you're able to come by there on Sunday and go shopping. So let them know where you're coming from. And again, First Team Anaheim Hills, they're at 8028 East Santa Ana Canyon Road, 8028 East Santa. They're in the Festival Center up there by the movie theater. So when you get by the festival area, look for the signs toward the movie theaters. First Team Real Estate is up there. And I'm going to recommend it. And Christina Loomis is really spearheading this charge over there. Christina Loomis over there spearheading this to try and help. Jessica Biel is the one that reached out to us yesterday as well. And we kind of got involved with it. Ron Siegel Radio, Gold Star Mortgage. You know something? It's not about us at this time of year. You know, there's some families that think about this. We are in the middle of October. We're roughly two months from the holiday season. And there's going to be some families that are going to be celebrating or going through the holidays in not the most jovial way. That I mean, if you were able to go home and you just have to wipe up some ash from around your house, you have to change the air filter. Well, you know something? It's an inconvenience. Some people are starting to look and see what do they need to do about getting a whole new home or a partial home. And then we're looking at the fire department, the first responders. God bless them. I know I'm not supposed to say that stuff on radio, but heck, you know something? I do anyway. I don't care. Bless those first responders. They're out there. The Canyon Fire 2 is 60% contained, the last I saw. 60% contained. And they're looking at another wind event this weekend. So make sure you turn on your sprinklers a little extra. I know that they're not going to be happy when I say that up in Sacramento, but turn on your sprinklers a little bit more today. Try and get your ground a little bit wetter. And I'm just saying this because it sounds logical to me. I might be all wet, but we're going to have to throw some seed out. You're going to have to make sure that all these people, we're not thinking about all these different issues. They're going to have to throw some extra seed out, because the next thing is, if we get a rainy season like we had last year, then we're dealing with floods. Think about all these different things. If you can get together a gift card, again, I'm recommending Target or Walmart, someone like that, together a gift card over at First Team Real Estate Anaheim Hills today before 5, tomorrow 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're a victim of these fire incidents, just go on my page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. I'll be continuing to post information there. Go on to Orange County Buzz. Don't abbreviate. Orange County Buzz. We're letting anybody on there because we know that families are trying to get information for their residents. Go on there, Orange County Buzz. Help out. That's what this time of year is about. That's what when you have an event like this, where you've got 5,000 people evacuated, you've got fires. You know, I'm in a real estate community, obviously, and we always say in the real estate community, we're the gatekeepers to every community. It doesn't matter whether you're in Coachella Valley or Anaheim Hills. People call that real estate community to be a gatekeeper. Hey, how do I buy a house in that community? How do I rent a house or lease a house in that community? And these individuals are some really, really strong individuals out there looking to help out in the community. Now's the time to prove it. Now's the time to prove it. There are 5,000 people that were evacuated. They had to leave their homes at a moment's notice. I know of some folks, they couldn't even get their oxygen tanks, their medications out. There are people that lost everything. They lost their entire houses. And I'm not doing a telethon here, but I'm just saying, hey, you know something? Help out. Give a little. Help these folks in the time of need. What goes around, comes around. I'm a big believer in karma. Goes around, comes around. Help out where you can, when you can. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, the best cities to buy a home, big enough to raise a family. So we'll chat about that. How to buy stock, a step-by-step process for you there as well. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you, including the Fast Pass Loan Approval. They are the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass Loan Approval. That's where your real estate professional can make an offer for you with no loan contingencies, same as cash. Checkbox J on the residential purchase agreement, all of the above. Think about that concept. You can be a competitor to the cash buyer when you're looking at the when you have a fast pass loan approval and best cities to buy a home big enough to raise a family and finding the right place to buy a home obviously can be difficult. Families with more than one child need enough space to live comfortably. But larger homes can be tough to find, especially large homes which are affordable. Let's look at these and other factors to find the best cities to buy a home big enough to raise a family. In order to rank the best cities to buy a home big enough to raise a family, we looked at data on six metrics. We looked at the five-year change in median home values, five-year change in median rent costs, average effective property tax rate, the percentage of houses which have at least two bedrooms, median housing cost as a percentage of income, and the percent of homeowners who are housing cost burdened. So what did we find? Red hot is Arizona homes. Homes in Arizona have appreciated faster than homes almost anywhere else. Killer homeowners around the Phoenix metro area in cities like Chandler, Gilbert, and Scottsdale have seen their home values increase by over 40%. This makes it a great spot to be a homeowner. Combine that with a large number of multi-bedroom homes, and you have a great market to find a family home. Bigger cities tend to be worse. Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York all rank in the bottom 20. In general, these places tend to be full of smaller apartments and lack the space a family may want for the family home. Buying may not always be better while raising a family. You may want to own your home so that you are in complete control of your living situation. However, financially speaking, owning may not always be the best idea in every city. In some Midwest cities like Cleveland, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Cincinnati, home values dropped from 2011 to 2013. Chandler, Arizona. According to our data, Chandler, a large city in the Phoenix metro area, is the best city to buy a family home. The data shows that from 2011 to 2015, the median home value increased by a whopping 45%. While that trend may not continue at such a breakneck pace in the future, it's still a good sign for potential homeowners. Other than appreciating value, the housing stock there is also favorable for people family home hunting. The data also shows that over 91% of homes in Chandler have at least two bedrooms. For both metrics, home appreciation and percent of housing stock with at least two bedrooms, Chandler ranked in the top 10. Boise, Idaho is in Gilbert, Arizona, Fremont, California, Aurora, Colorado, Colorado Springs, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Scottsdale, Arizona, Plano, Texas, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Those are the top 10 places that were found in the documentation. Just a thought for you right there. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only ones with the fast pass loan approval. They are the only ones where you're going to be able to go and go get these, make a same as cash offer. Just a thought for you. It's a big competitive advantage when you're in a marketplace where people are having trouble finding the homes that they want. Just a thought. Now, I did share during the last segment some information that came to us. Again, Christina Loomis and Jessica Biel, I believe is her name, are the two people that have really been got the information to me as quickly as we needed it in order to help out with this whole plan for the North Orange County area. I'm sorry, Jessica Bells. I'm sorry, I'm probably killing her name. Let's call her Jessica. Jess, she's very, very nice lady. So we're chatting about helping out in the community. And I hate to stutter like that, but helping out in the community with donations for the folks that really had some loss, Canyon Fire 2. Again, a 60% contained is the last number that I had. Anaheim Fire and Rescue doing a great job, as well as all of the other firefighters that are out there. Just a big, big issue there. They're about 60% containment is the last number that I had. 60%, and they're looking at winds coming up tomorrow. Just a big issue that the firefighters are going to be dealing with. Homeowners, though, they're dealing, and home renters, the occupants in the area, the 5,000 people that were displaced. Yeah, 7:45 a.m. this morning, containment 60%, 9,217 acres. That's the latest data that I'm looking at from Anaheim Fire and Rescue. So all these people have been displaced, 5,000 homes displaced. A couple dozen people have lost everything, their entire structure or part of their structure. Look at that idea. Go and get a couple gift cards or get whatever you can afford, gift cards. Bring them over to the folks at First Team Real Estate. They're heading one of their real estate agents, one of the two agents in their office, lost their entire home. So while they are in good shape and they've got the resources to deal with this, not everybody does. And we want to make sure that information is coming out. We want to make sure that we get the whatever we can do. Real Estate Anaheim Hills, 8028 East Santa Ana Canyon Road in Anaheim Hills. It's in the Festival Shopping Center. They're heading the collection today till 5 p.m., tomorrow 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then if you've been affected or you're a first responder, they're going to be doing distribution on Sunday. If you want more information, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Go on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. We'll have all the details there as well. And the Orange County Buzz. No abbreviations. Orange County Buzz. Join that page, and you can get information there about the events as well. Hearts go out to all these folks, and thanks to our first responders. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.